Visit us online at www.thehype873.com.
That's right. It is your girl Tampa Mystic out here in ATL. We are live on the Hype 87.3. And as I told you guys, we have some special guests checking in tonight. We got Jay Flash on the line. What's going on with you, fam? How you doing?
What up? What up? I'm doing great. I'm blessed. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for taking some time with us tonight.
Oh, yeah, it's not a problem. This is what we do over here.
I know, that's right. We out here working.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Well, listen, it's a pleasure to have you on the line. Right now, it's our time to go through your journey. People understand, you know, how you got to be where you're at within your music career. Give us that official introduction of who Jay Flash is.
Okay. Well, my name is Jay Flash, for those who don't know. I'm from Rialto, California. I've been doing music about 6 years now. And it's finally starting to, the dreams are starting to come true. You know, Ask Out Records, thank you to them. Shout out to them. They believed in me, and I believe in them. So here we are.
I love it. I love that. Are you born and raised in Cali?
Yes. Yes. I mean, I've been other places because I was in the Army, so I was stationed places. But yeah, I'm from Cali.
I love that. So we got some stuff to talk about. Definitely. So take us back to your childhood growing up. What were you into? Was it ever anything before music?
Basketball, video games, you know, jokes. You know, we used to always just like shoot at folks, you know what I'm saying, talking about shoes or, you know, whatever.
All the stuff that we do as kids, right? And sometimes still as an adult.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We got to have fun, right? That's important.
Oh, yeah.
So did you play basketball when you was in school, or was it something you did outside of school?
Outside of school. I'm one of those late bloomers that was good at basketball as a kid, but now I'm better than everybody that was on those teams back in the day. So
you out there out hooping them. I love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they don't want no smoke now.
Are you fast? Can you run fast? Let's talk about that.
I like to say I still got it, you know what I'm saying? So
he's out there dusting them, you guys. Don't play with him. Definitely. When did you decide that you wanted to step into the career path of enlisting into the military and going into the Army?
Well, dang, that's a long story, and I don't know if we got enough time for that, but I will say this. I was homeless at the time. And I saw a recruiter, and I walked in, and he was having a Starbucks coffee. I'll never forget. He was on his laptop, you know, probably checking out the news or whatever, and I just bugged him, and he was like, you got a high school diploma? And he gave me, like, a little pretest, and the rest is history.
Wow. So would you say that having been through that point in your life where you did experience some homelessness was an impact for you to say, you know what, I got to figure this out, and the Army was the answer for you?
Yeah. I wanted to serve my country anyway. Yeah. My dad was in the Army, but it was more of a, you know, it was kind of like dire straits at that moment. You know, I was sleeping outside on the ground. So,
man,
you know, I was like, okay, you know, I got to get this done now.
Wow, man. So you've definitely been in the rock bottom situation.
Oh, yeah, I smelled it all. I smelled the bad, the ugly. But, you know, like life always does, it takes everything away from you, and it gives it all back to you tenfold at times, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when you're out here doing good and doing right by people, God's going to bless you. You know, oftentimes we go through hard times, dire times. But one of my OGs said to me, superstars are made from dire situations.
Yes, definitely.
And that is facts. That is facts, you know, and especially I would imagine, I'm not a man, but as a man, men, you know, can be a little prideful. It's like you want to, you know, make sure that you're out here doing the right thing. And you've absolutely made that happen. How long were you in the Army?
11 years.
Wow. Okay.
You know, I did some time in there, yeah, you know, and then now, I mean, I started to pursue my music career at the tail end of it. And, you know, it turned out to be cool now, you know what I'm saying? So.
Love it. I love it. Let's just a little bit more walk through this journey of being in the military. You spent 11 years in there. What was your main active job or duty in the Army?
I was a truck driver.
Okay.
Well, I was a supply guy first, and then I went to truck driving. I thought that was a little more fun, and you know,
yeah,
it had its good times, you know. So yeah, it's definitely a positive experience for me.
Absolutely. How many countries did you get to visit?
Just one, Canada.
Okay.
Went to Canada one time. We did some stuff out there. That was fun. Cold, but it was fun.
Right, because in Cali, you'd be having nice weather, right?
Yeah. I definitely went out there prepared for it because they said it was summertime out there. And it ended up being like 10 degrees. And it was like, this is summertime for us. So I was like, ooh.
We're like, man, I only brought my little thin coat. You talking about summertime? Yeah. Wow.
Hey, it's just like Charlamagne say on the show when Safari was doing his freestyle, he was like, that ain't it, y'all.
You know? Right. I've been seeing that going around. Like, people are using that as a meme. That is funny. So where did you do your basic training at?
Relaxing Fort Jackson.
Mm, okay. Okay,
South
dope.
Carolina.
I'm just like intrigued and curious because my son was in the Army and, you know, he said it was the, you know, best, one of the best experiences of his life. There was not some things that weren't so good about it, but it set him up for life, you know, benefits.
Absolutely.
And he's going to college now. It's paying for his college. So yeah, that's a beautiful thing right there.
Yeah. I mean, I was sleeping on the ground, you know, and now, you know, I'm a homeowner now. So that just lets you know that, you know, things can change.
That is amazing. That is amazing. And it really, it came from you. Like you showed and proved that you got the discipline to make it happen. That speaks a lot about you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. You're welcome. Thank you for serving our country.
Thank you.
So you said around the tail end of you being in the military is when music came into play. Have you always been a lover of music?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I grew up listening to Nas, Mace, and Ice Cube. Those are like my biggest influences.
Man, there you go. Okay, so let's dive into that a little bit. You know, three artists, somewhat similar, but also very different styles of music, definitely from different areas. So it sounds like you kind of had a diverse ear for music.
Yeah, definitely. I like music that touches the soul. You know, most of the music early on when I was doing it was about a lot of meaningful things. And then, you know, I started to want to party a little bit. So, you know, I kind of, you know, eased up, you know, and changed it up a little bit. So this project is going to be a lot more lighter. It's still going to be serious, but it's going to be a little lighter.
Definitely. I love that. Yeah. And I mean, with this journey, it's yours. So you can really just, you know, switch it up. Change it up however you want to along your journey because it is your journey.
Yes, most definitely. Yes.
Definitely. Let's dive in on Ice Cube for just a moment because he's from Cali as well. What is it about him in particular that motivated you or influenced you?
Check Yourself.
Man.
That's my song. You know, Check Yourself is like, it's got funny lines in it. It's real meaningful lines in it. And to me, like, that was like, oh man, I got to rap. That was it right there. Check Yourself was the one.
That was the one. And, you know, he's gone on to do so many phenomenal things. He's a dope, dope actor. Does that pique your interest at all? Is ever getting into film?
Comedy. Yeah, I actually have a voiceover work I'm doing for a cartoon with a buddy of mine. So we're working on that right now. So that should be out probably next year sometime.
That is dope. I want to talk about that just for a moment because I myself too have done some voiceover work for a couple of films. How did you get into that? Because I think that's phenomenal. That's something that you can do like lifelong, you know, utilize your voice. How did you get into voice acting?
I didn't. It was more of like, I got thrown into it. You know, I'm always support my friends.
Yeah.
You know, that's just who I am. And he was like, this is what I'm trying to do. And, he pitched it to me and it just sounded incredible. And his idea was incredible. So I was like, you know what? Count me in. I was like, whatever you need from me, just whatever. And I mean, I've always done like comedy stuff. And so, yeah, it was definitely right up my alley, but it was just something I never thought of doing until at that particular moment.
I love it. And you said this for a cartoon?
Yeah, it's a cartoon. Yeah.
Are you able to give us a slight bit of snippet of what that alter ego of yours is going to sound like?
Oh man. Oh man, hey, I would, but I don't want to give it away. He made me promise that I would not give it away.
Understood.
So I can't.
I respect. Disclosure. I respect it. A closed mouth don't get fed. I had to shoot my shot and ask, you know. So we just got to stay tuned, right?
Well, actually, you know what? I'll do this. If you follow me on Instagram, my buddy, he actually has one of the cartoons up. I don't know if it's still up, but you can go look, and I'll send you, if anybody wants to see it, it's a link. I can send you a link to it.
Please send it to me. I would love to check it out. I would love to.
Yeah, definitely. I'll do that.
Definitely. I appreciate that. Now, do you think this is something that you'll continue to pursue as voice acting?
Voice acting, acting. I've done a character, like I dress up as an old man and I call him Uncle Al. I got a little bit of that on my Instagram. You know, I've done it for Facebook and people really liked it. They thought it was funny. So, you know, definitely.
Absolutely. You played Unc. I love it.
Oh, yeah. Uncle Al. Yeah.
Does comedy interest you at all? Like, you know, getting into, you know, doing comedy like a Kevin Hart or something like that?
I did one stand-up routine in front of like 10,000 people. What? This was back in like 2020. It was actually doing a campaign for one of the local elections out here in Arizona. And I did a stand-up routine. I opened it up, got a standing ovation. It was crazy. And everybody was just like, wow, we didn't even know he does that. Mm. So it was cool. It was cool, yeah.
That is dope. So that's something that we could potentially see you doing again in the future.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't rule it out.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I love that. It sounds like you are an all-around entertainer.
Yeah, I think my best attribute is cooking, though.
Mm, okay, so you chefing, too.
Yeah, that's probably my best thing, is cooking.
Let's talk about that. Was this something that started from a young age? You know, maybe Mom Dukes had you in the kitchen helping out?
Man, my mom had me before I can go outside and ride bikes or watch VR Troopers or Power Rangers. I had to be inside, you know, learning what was going on. I had to watch what she was doing in the kitchen. So now I was baking homemade biscuits, frying chicken. I was doing it all.
Wow. That's a good skill to have, because, you know, there's, you know, no shade to the fellas, but there's a lot of men out here who are grown men and still don't know how to cook. So shout out to your mom for instilling that in you at such a young age, and it's something you really enjoy doing.
Yeah. Shout out to my mom, my sisters, and my granny. You know, those are the ones.
Yeah, the women are going to definitely instill that in you, you know, most definitely. You're a father as well.
Yes.
Let's talk about that, because, you know, you have a baby girl.
Yes, that's my heart and soul. Yes,
that's your baby. You cook for her. Does she love your cooking?
Yes, she does. It's funny because my ex-wife, she had her son stay with me for a little bit. She was like, I want him to still have a father figure.
Yeah, so for sure.
Her son, not biologically my son, but her son came over, and I had him call her and say that my cooking was better than hers. It was pretty good. It was fun. Talk about a reaction. That was it right there. I can die. At that moment, I can die, because it was perfect.
That is funny. You are like a comedian at heart. I love it. Let's talk about fatherhood. How did that change your life?
You know, not every man, and I hate to sound, I don't even want to sound like this is the best, you know, but a lot of men don't get a chance to be fathers. A lot of, you know, bad breakups, and, you know, some women, not all, but some women will hold the child away from the dad because of, you know, their personal reasons of the relationship ending. So, you know, my ex-wife didn't do that to me. So I have to give a shout out to my ex-wife. You know, she still wants me to be a dad and be full time in my daughter's life. And not every man gets that opportunity. So shout out to her.
Yes, you are absolutely right. 100%. There are a lot of women out here who suddenly become super petty when it comes to breakups, and they want to hang that over the father's head, and no, you can't see the baby. And ladies, that's the wrong thing to do. Don't ever deprive a man from wanting to see their child, especially when they really want to be in their child's life. So I'm sure that having a baby girl probably not only made you a better man because you're protecting your daughter, but it probably changed your life in many ways.
It did. It brought me in a house. You know, I was out there trying to have fun. You know, I just got divorced and, you know, I was trying to just have fun. But my daughter was kind of like, nah, Papa, you got to be inside. You got to be with me. So there I am.
Absolutely. Because one thing I can tell you is a little girl's first love is always her father.
Oh, yeah. That's my baby right there.
That is dope. She's a big fan of your music as well.
She's not really listening to my music like that. She's more of a fan of who I am.
Understood.
You know, versus the music. So she doesn't know me as an artist. She knows me as Alfonso, my real name. She don't know me as Jay Flash.
As the most amazing man in her world. Like I said, her first love. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That is beautiful. When you have some downtime and you're not creating music and you are spending time with your daughter, what are some of the things, let's take a personal for a second. What are some of the things that you and your daughter enjoy doing together?
I chase her around the house. we play hide and go seek. That's her favorite game. And she likes my cooking. You know, we watch Coco Melon, you know, just stuff that just spending time, you know, just being in each other's presence. She's the woman that, you know, I want her to grow up to be everything that I never was, you know.
Yes.
I want her to be 10 times better than me. So I'm definitely going hard at showing her.
Absolutely. We always want our kids to do better than us, 100%. And it sounds like you are doing a phenomenal job with her. So shout out to you for being a phenomenal father to your daughter. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Taking it back on the music side, you have an album in the works?
Yeah, October 31st, Third Time's a Charm. It's going to be on all streaming platforms. This song, Agitad, is Shake in Spanish. That's what the song is called. It's, that's the first lead single. I'm really excited about it. I'm excited about the project as a whole. And I believe that, you know, this is going to be my best work. I've been working really hard, still putting the project together, but it's coming along fine.
Definitely. Let's talk about it a little bit in depth, because this is a good time to promote it, you know, being that you said it's coming out in October.
Halloween, October 31st. Yeah.
Listen, and that'll be here before you know it, because you know time flies for sure.
Whew, it do.
I know. I'm like, dang, it's May already. Like, where is this year gone? It's gone by fast. So October 31st. Third Time's a Charm. How many songs can we anticipate on this album?
Right now, it's going to be 8.
Okay.
Now, that can change to maybe 10, but right now, we're looking at 8 songs.
Yeah. Either way, that's good. I'm a big fan of albums that are about 10 tracks or less, because it's an easy listen.
Yeah, definitely, you know. And who knows, it might be something back-to-back probably after that, but really, you know, soon after, but right now, we're just going to focus on Third Time's a Charm for now.
Do you think you'll turn that into like a series of albums, or are they all going to be a little bit different theme on the follow-up albums?
Well, okay, so that's a good question. Second Time's a Charm was 2016.
Mm.
I've made 2 projects since then, but Second Time's a Charm was, a lot of people told me, was my best work. And the reason why I named this one Third Time's a Charm is because I believe that this is my best work.
Yes.
Now, you know, I think right now it's like I'm in a zone right now.
Yeah.
You know, so I just believe that Third Time's a Charm will be the best title.
I love that. So we got a phenomenal album in the works. You said 8 to 10 tracks. Now let me ask you this. The songs that are going to be on the album, did you specifically create those records for this album, or is there some that was maybe in the vault and you're picking and choosing from there as well?
One song is from the vault. One song will be from the vault, but the rest of them are all like in the last, you know, we're putting them together like as we're speaking. I'm actually, before you called me, I was already laying down a track already.
Wow. That. Stay working.
Yeah, I'm in there.
I love it. What do you feel that we're going to hear different on Third Time's a Charm versus the Second Time's a Charm? What are we going to hear and feel differently?
Well, I would tell you this, and I know you probably can agree, and most people listening will agree, is if you've done something, the longer you've done something, the more you master it.
Yes.
I'm a firm believer of that. I believe that, you know, everything that I've learned up to this point, I think I've just grown lyrically. I've grown delivery wise. So it's just it's really just a no brainer. I think this is going to be just so much better.
Yeah, definitely. Do you feel like you at this point in your music career have fully found your sound?
Yes. That's basically what I mean. Yeah. I found the niche where I want to be at.
Understood. Finding that sound that you love, but also the people resonate with as well.
Right. Yeah.
Definitely. Are there going to be multiple visuals in the works for the records that are on the album?
This is the first time I've ever put out a single without a music video.
Okay.
So I don't know. I might do a visual. I think my next single, Rock With Me, will probably be a video for that.
Right.
And maybe another video after that. But videos wasn't. I want them to know what time it is without even putting a visual behind it. They gonna see.
I know that's so, right. Absolutely. And you don't necessarily have to do a video for every record because, you know, in this era, artists are consistently putting music out. So, you know, oftentimes you don't have to necessarily, or you could even do like with, you know, a lot of people do visualizers. Those are even cool, you know, without putting an actual music video out.
Yeah, right.
Definitely. So October 31st, we can be in tune for that. Are you recording yourself or are you having somebody record you?
I record myself. I put a music video in my house. I mean, music studio in my house.
Yeah.
So I've been, you know, I've been doing this for a while. So I think I've gotten better at it now. So
I love it.
Myself.
No, I think that's dope. I really am a big fan of artists having a recording studio set up in their house because at any given moment, you might have something on your chest that you want to get off and you can just walk over there to your studio set up at the house and record versus calling the studio, booking studio time. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I think that's dope. How long have you had your home studio?
Since 2019.
Okay.
Yeah, 2019.
Okay. So. Going on 5 years now. It's a long time. Are you engineering as well, mixing and mastering?
Yep, mixing, mastering. I learned from Fendi Blue. He's one of the teachers on my project. So, you know, he's shown me a lot of stuff. So I've learned how to kind of like mix it myself, breaking beats down and,
yeah,
you know, stopping them. And so I think I got the basic down.
I love that. Do you enjoy that portion of it, like the actual portion of the engineering your records?
Yeah, I like that more than actually recording. I like performing the most, but I think engineering, I guess because it's a challenge that I've never done before.
Right.
But it's something that, you know, is making me work and it's a challenge that got me. It got me hungry. I love
it. It sounds like your whole life you've challenged yourself. And I love that. That's made you the man that you are right now. That's who Jay Flash is. And you said Alfonso, is that the government?
Yeah, that's the government. Didn't even want to put it out there.
It's out there now.
Got me saying the government name. You know?
The government. Where did Jay Flash come from? Where did that name, where was that born at?
Okay, so, of course, you know, Flash is the character.
Yeah.
And Jay is like, everybody called me AJ because it was junior. I'm a junior, so it's like a monster. So it's AJ, and then I just dropped the A and put J, and then J Flash, because, you know, I was always fast and all that, so J Flash.
I love it. That is dope. It actually has a meaning behind it.
Yeah, definitely.
Within your records, do you have, like, a signature ad-lib that you've developed that, you know, if we listen to a lot of your songs, we're going to hear that particular ad-lib or maybe a particular type of, you know, sound that you deliver?
Dang, that's a good question. Yes. You'll know.
They just gotta listen.
But yeah, because every project has been different. It's been a different ad-lib. So if you heard that project, you'll know that ad-lib for that one. Then it's another one. So this one is a different one from the others.
That is dope. So that means people gotta do their homework so they can come back and tell you, be like, I figured it out. That's your signature ad-lib for that particular one.
Yep.
Love it. Are there other business ventures outside of the music industry that you're pursuing?
Just voiceover stuff, if I can get a hold of that and possibly some acting, that would be dope.
Yeah.
But honestly, my life, I love my life. I'm actually pretty set, you know. I'm happy. I'm comfortable. I'm content with everything that I got going on. This music thing is not really about money or fame or anything. I'll take it.
Yeah.
But it's not about that, you know. Yeah, I love my life. I pray for everybody else.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what it's all about, is finding what makes you happy in life, you know. And I know, obviously, your daughter is one of them. That's probably one of the biggest is your baby girl. What else makes you happy?
I don't know. I mean, I've always been that type of person. Even when I was sleeping on the sidewalk, I always laughed and joked. And I believed that something was going to change. Something was going to happen for the better.
Yeah.
So I think that confidence in myself, I never got wrapped into drugs. Like most of the people that were homeless around me, they were on drugs, and they were even looking at me like, you the feds or something? Cause you just not smoking around us. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it kind of like, you know, that's the reason why I got off the street so quickly versus everybody else. And then my sister definitely helped me. My sister saved my life. So yeah.
Shout out to your sister. Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah. You didn't get caught up in what the stereotypical thoughts of a homeless person is, like you said, drinking and doing drugs. Like, you figured it out and you found the way out.
Right. I kept myself off the street since, basically.
Yeah.
I've been pretty solid. So
you got something that's way bigger than you, your baby girl. When you become a father or a mother, it instantly becomes bigger than you.
Yeah, definitely not about me anymore. It's about what I can set up for the baby girl now. You know, everything that I've gotten, that I purchased, I'm like, this is for her. You know, I literally, when she goes to high school and graduates high school, she's getting my house, she's getting everything. I'll leave and just draws on. I don't care. You know, it's gonna be all her.
That's your legacy right there. That is your legacy. Yeah. And I had seen a picture of you and her laying together. Like, it's those moments right there. You know, like, she's sleeping in your arms. Like, those are priceless moments right there. You can't pay for that type of happiness.
No, you can't. You know, that never can be duplicated. It can't be paid for.
That's
just something you got to live and experience.
Man, that is dope. And I could tell that you just have a great outlook on life. Like, you seem extremely positive, and that's how it needed. We had to take accountability, and you did that. You took accountability. You figured it out. You got yourself out of a situation you didn't want to be in, and look now, you're pursuing your music career, you're a father, you have a lot going on, man. Shout out to you for being so dope.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. Let's talk about this single that we got in rotation right now.
Okay.
Tell us a little bit about the record. Is it the most recent single that you put out? Tell everybody the title, who produced it, where it's available. Give us the rundown.
Okay, so we'll start with who produced it. Kame Beats is the producer. Incredible producer. This song actually dropped today.
Mm.
So, you guys, this is the exclusive. You can drop the bomb, boom, boom, you know, bam, 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 or whatever. this is it. So, this song is a reggaeton song. A lot of black people haven't really got hit to the reggaeton thing yet. I'm going to bridge the gap between reggaeton and the black community, because I'm going to be one of the first American black to put his own reggaeton song out without, you know, jumping on Daddy Yankee song or whatever, you know. So this is one just original.
Yes, absolutely. And that reggaeton music and just, you know, different types of Latin music or even reggae music, island music, it's such feel-good music. Like, it just, it's high, what I refer to as, like, high vibrational music, and we need more of that.
Agree.
Definitely. And it's ironic because the young man that I interviewed right before you, he's from the Dominican Republic, and that's exactly the type of music he creates, is the reggaeton. So, yeah, it's listen, that's where it's at right now. Afro beats is big. You know, it's on top right now.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, him being in the Dominican Republic, you know, that's their thing.
Yes.
You know, that's their thing. So, you know, shout out to him. I don't even know who he is. I never got a chance to hear him, but, you know, shout out to him. He's in a lane that I think is never going anywhere. Like, hip hop you know, it changes all the time, but reggaeton kind of just stays the same. You know what I mean? It doesn't move much. There's always new creative ways to do reggaeton. So I'm just glad that I was able to put something out there that people like.
Definitely. And I think that's important too. You know, as a music artist, if you want to reach the masses, you have to be willing and open to, you know, venturing into other genres. You know, sticking to just one genre, you're kind of boxing yourself in a little bit. Do you feel that's important to tap into these other genres?
Yeah, because honestly, when I was thinking about making a reggaeton song, I was like, what haven't I done yet?
Yeah.
Like, I haven't, you know, I was like, and trust me, I got something else up my sleeve too, but I just like, you know what, I want to try reggaeton.
Yeah.
But I have, before I can do it, I need somebody that can do the hook really well.
Mm.
That can sing, you know. And that's where Fendi Blue came in. He was like, hell yeah, I'll do it. So I'm like, all right, let's make it happen. We got in the studio, and I swear to you, this is not even cap. This is like 1 hour. I didn't wrote the song. He didn't wrote the hook. We didn't recorded it all in like an hour. So
that speaks a lot for you and him both. You guys are both really good and very passionate at what you do in order to be able to put a great record together in just an hour.
Yeah, that was crazy. It just came together like so quickly.
I love that. Music is absolutely your passion. What do you feel like J Flash's purpose is through music?
Purpose? I don't know if music is my purpose, but I always believed my purpose was to help other people.
Mm.
But music, I just want to be heard. You know, I always thought, man, I could be as good as everybody else if I had a $1 million studio, if I had, you know, Dr. Dre or whoever. So I was just like, you know what, I'm going to continue to pursue it and see what happens.
I love it. Absolutely. And if it's making you happy, keep going with it. Keep going. Like you said, the other things too, voice acting, you like basketball, you know, there's just different things that you can do. Do you still play basketball actively? Like get out there and shoot around a little bit?
Is a cop of law enforcement. You know what I'm saying? That's all I can add. That's all I can tell you. I mean, yeah, I does that. For
you nice. He's nice. That is so dope. Is there going to be a visual coming soon?
For basketball?
No, for the single that released today. I know you said you didn't put a visual out. I think you said for the last record. What about the one that released today?
No, I didn't put I haven't done a music video for it. It would be, if I did a music video, it would shock me if I come out with a music video for this.
Understood.
But I will do a music video for my next single for sure.
Got it. Understood. Well, listen, we're about to check out the record since we're doing all this talking about your music. But before we do that, anybody that's tuned in, checked in, that wants to keep up with your movement, who may not already be following you, where can they keep up with you on your social media?
J Flash, at J Flash, or you can go the Flash Drive on YouTube. That's where you can find me. I do a lot of political videos also. You know, I'm doing a lot of different stuff. You can follow me on that stuff too. I'll follow you back. Let's do it.
I love it. Most definitely. And for anybody who's not following him, it's J-A-Y-E. There's an E on there, so make sure you don't forget the E, because there's only one J Flash out here, and that's him. He on the line.
Numero uno.
Yeah. Definitely. I know you have a lot of people tuned in, listening in, checking in. Anybody you want to give thanks to or give a shout out to?
Shout out to my ex-wife, you know, for editing my video, for staying up late, you know, with me leaning over her shoulder, telling her what to do, and she wasn't listening anyway, and it came out better than when she did it. So, you know, I appreciate that from her, for giving me my daughter, obviously. Shout out to my mom, shout out to Ascot Records, shout out to Hog and Spook for sure, because they the guys that put me on. You know, shout out to my sister for saving my life. Shout out to you for having me on today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's been my pleasure. Do you ever get out here to the Atlanta market?
Where is that at?
In Atlanta.
I haven't been in Atlanta since I was like 14. So I would love to go out there for sure.
Yeah. Come on now. It's Atlanta. That's how they say it out here. Atlanta. Atlanta. Atlanta.
Yeah. You don't even got a T in there. It's just Atlanta.
Atlanta. Yeah, the T went out the window. Definitely. Well, listen, it has been an absolute pleasure. I've enjoyed having this conversation with you. You have a great sense of humor. I could tell that you could make some people laugh. So I think you should get into some comedy flicks. You know, we're manifesting it.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. Well, listen, bro. Absolutely. My pleasure. Is there anything else that you want to put the people on to before we check out the record?
No, just, you know, October 31st, y'all stay tuned. I promise you guys, if you don't like it, let me know. You know what I'm saying? Believe me, reach out to me because I honestly think you guys are going to love it. October 31st, third time's the charm, y'all. Ask Our Records, we in the building.
Absolutely. Yeah. Most definitely. Yeah, stay tuned. Get on board or get left behind. So let's check out the record. Give us that official introduction for it.
All right, this is my single dropping today. The song is called Agitado. That means shake in Spanish. You guys are gonna like it. Featuring Fendi Blue. Shout out to Fendi Blue. Let's go.
Let's go. It's your girl Tampa Mystic. Y'all stay tuned for it.
Come and see what all the hype is about. Tune in to the Hype 87.3.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
The way you shake it on me.
Move that ass, mama.
That ass sticking in jeans.
Move that ass, mama.
You got me all over you.
Move that ass, mama.
She's a freaky one too.
Goddamn, all that ass fuego. I just blew damn near a rocket pesos. Whispered in her ear like he had a sex so. She grabbed me by the dick and ain't wanna let go. She like C guapo. And she heard of me, I give respect in the tote like I'm El Chapo. She got a sign of cooking when I wake up. Neck and wrist shine like a nigga Walker Jacob. You ain't know, I'm the numero uno. Soy el wey. Haters like paparazzi, they on me. Why these hoes curve you like, go that way. I'm in this whole new lane, they better up my faith.
Move that ass, mama.
The way you shake it on me.
Move that ass, mama.
That ass sticking in jeans.
Move that ass, mama.
You got me all over you.
Move that ass, mama.
She's a freaky one too.
Move that ass, mama.
The way you shake it on me.
Move that ass, mama.
That ass sticking in jeans.
Move that ass, mama.
You got me all over you.
Move that ass, mama.
She's a freaky one too.
What you thought? Nigga just fell off. I was in the back. The hoe took her drawers off. Here to get it back. Had to put the crown on. That ass go up and down. Dow Jones. How many shots of Patron does it take to make you wanna keep the thing, huh? What? The bag on me, so it don't matter how much I gotta pay, huh? What? Stella Rosa by the glass. Both hands gripped around that ass. 50 came with the hook, so you know you gotta let that nigga smash.
Move that ass, mama.
The way you shake it on me.
Move that ass, mama.
That ass sticking in jeans.
Move that ass, mama.
You got me all over you.
Move that ass, mama.
She's a freaky one too.
Move that ass, mama.
The way you shake it on me.
Move that ass, mama.
That ass sticking in jeans.
Move that ass, mama.
You got me all over you.